A nuisance order prompts an unexpected field trip for the Haines Borough Assembly. And Haines firefighter Al Badgley is retiring after nearly 35 years on the job. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Greta Mart. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Borough Assembly went on an unexpected field trip during Tuesday's meeting. A hearing about a nuisance abatement order prompted members to drive out to the site to view the situation for themselves. Property owners Shane and Janet Horton are appealing a borough-issued abatement order for their Eagles Nest mobile home park. The order was issued because of a trash buildup at one of the park's mobile homes. At Tuesday's appeal hearing, Shane Horton said he was working with his tenant to clean up the property, particularly garbage that could attract bears. What was left could be considered trash or not.
What's one man's trash is another man's treasure. What is considered to be trash? I mean, what are you talking about? If you're talking about garbage, garbage is garbage. If you're talking about a broken snow machine that maybe somebody is working on, that's different. I need to know what code says is what I need the definitions.
The Hortons say the borough should be dealing directly with the tenant who lives in the home with the trash buildup, not them. Shane Horton also said he felt the problem was largely fixed. But borough manager Dave Sosa did not agree. When Assemblymember Joanne Waterman questioned if the property had been cleaned up enough, Sosa suggested making an impromptu site inspection.
We could go out there now.
Okay.
A road trip. Okay. Everybody want to go?
The assembly took a recess and carpooled to the Eagle's Nest. As the group walked around the home cited in the nuisance order, the surprised owner came out and answered questions from assembly members.
Definitely don't have the money to throw away all of that stuff, as well as my own garbage. You know, I barely cover my own garbage bill.
Municipal code dictates that if the Hortons don't comply with the abatement order, they face possible civil action and fines up to $300. Plus, borough staff would then move in and clean up the nuisance, and the Hortons would be responsible for all costs, due within 30 days. Any unpaid balance would accrue interest at a rate of 12% annually. The Hortons and their tenant will get more time to clean up. The assembly voted to postpone any action until the July 28th meeting. Also at Tuesday's meeting, the assembly set a public hearing to talk about requirements for who can sit on the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee. Currently, borough code says port and harbor committee members must be either commercial vessel owners, private boat owners, or a utility company representative. The at-large seat must be occupied by someone with a marine or harbor-related business. The Government Affairs and Services Committee recently recommended those requirements be changed. The recommended change would open seats not just to owners of boats and marine companies, but also to those who have a few years of experience. The first public hearing on that recommendation is set for the July 28th meeting. The Borough Assembly also gave their approval for a sister city relationship between Haines and Haines Junction, although one assembly member questioned why they couldn't be brother cities. Haines firefighter and EMT Al Badgley is retiring from the fire department after nearly 35 years. Badgley's official title is training officer, but people in town know him as Fireman Al. His last day on the job is Friday. KHNS's Emily Files talked to Badgley about his experience as a longtime first responder in Haines.
Al Badgley didn't grow up wanting to fight fires.
I was an outdoors person. I wanted to be a biologist and go out in the sticks and count fish.
He followed that passion to Haines in 1980 to work with Alaska Fish and Game. But shortly after moving here, he lit a fire in his cabin's wood stove to warm the place up.
And the house really warmed up because it burnt completely down. So that kind of changed my whole outlook on life and started a 27-year career.
Badgley says watching the firefighters trying to save his home and then seeing the way people supported him afterward made an impact.
Watching your cabin burn down, watching people come to try to help out, the community support after your cabin burned down, people were bringing stuff to you, etc. It's kind of like, wow, this is pretty neat to have people come in and actually support, you know, a person that kind of lost everything.
After that, he joined the fire department as a volunteer. That was in April of 1981.
May of 81, the barracks burnt down, which is probably the biggest fire we've had in Haines in the last 40 years. I was there 14 hours on that fire.
Badgley continued volunteering with the fire department, and 7 years later, he was hired as a training officer, one of just two paid jobs in the department that's made up mostly of volunteers. He's been in that job now for 27 years. He says the thing he enjoys most is helping make people's lives better.
When somebody has a bad day, if you can make their day a little brighter, that's really a way of making everybody's day brighter, if you can help that one person feel better.
So you're kind of putting it in like making their day brighter, but really what you do is help save people's lives.
Right. I guess probably one of the biggest things that I look at is there are a few people that I have seen actually die. And then as a team, we work together and they are now alive. I mean, they had no heartbeat, CPR in progress. And next thing you know, this is many years later, I see that person and it's kind of amazing. Not only does it mean just not that person, but you think of their family, their children, all of this. It's a big experience that is kind of overwhelming.
Badgley says serving that role in a small town can be both rewarding and difficult. He says patients he sees on ambulance calls are more than half the time people he knows.
I say, oh, wow, you know, this person's got a little kid, or maybe this kid just came in and did my fire prevention class or something like that. So it's really challenging because you know that person and you know their family and you're doing what you can to help them. In certain situations, there's nothing you can do.
He says the days where you see a tragedy that you can do nothing to change are the hardest.
Sometimes you just have to go home and just say, tomorrow's got to be a better day.
Badgley says his family has been there for him through the challenges of his job.
My wife and family have put up with a lot with me being gone. I've missed birthdays. I missed my proposal to my wife the first time because of an ambulance call.
That was back when he was still a volunteer with the department. He was called to help a person who had fallen off Lutac Dock. He had to put the dinner and proposal he had planned aside, but it turned out okay. A week later, when he proposed, his wife said yes.
There's some sacrifices involved, and, you know, I've had to miss, you know, games that my kids have played basketball. I've missed, almost missed, being the best man on a wedding. So there's a lot of things that occur that are challenging, and that's something that, you know, each volunteer has to make up their mind is how much time they want to put in.
Quite a few people in Haines have decided they do want to put time into the volunteer fire department. Badgley says there are about 20 people in the ambulance crew and about 30 on the fire crew. He says that's the most he's seen at the department in 30 years.
You know, people like to help people, and people want to be involved in making people's lives better.
That power to make a difference is what Badgley enjoys most about being a firefighter and medic.
Seeing families reunited with a loved one that they thought they may never see again is a highlight.
Badgley will continue volunteering with the fire department after retirement, but he also plans to go on long trips to see his children, explore other parts of Alaska, maybe work as a deckhand, and get involved in other kinds of volunteering in Haines. This Friday is Fireman Al's last day at work, and Haines Mayor Jan Hill has proclaimed it Al Badgley Day. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Greta Mart. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.